guys tomorrow at the stadium in terms of the coordinators and as much game-like as possible? Is that the plan for you guys?
Absolutely. We're going to probably just thin down what we've installed, give our guys a chance just to go out and execute. We won't get too tricky. You know, run our best stuff and see our guys execute.
Now, is this using the headset communications and from the booth and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Coach Knapp will be upstairs. I'll be on the field sending it in. So we'll get used to, hey, down and distance, left hash, my call going in, Peyton adjusting, the other quarterbacks adjusting. So it's going to be game-like atmosphere for us.
Why are you going to be from the perspective of it? You like being on the field rather than in the booth?
I would say it makes everything go a little bit quicker for us. Instead of me sending it in to somebody else, then sending them in, there's a little bit of delay. I've been on the other end as far as have to send it in with somebody else calling it, and it gets a little dicey when you get down to about 19 seconds and you still got to send it in.
From your perspective as the overseer, the changing personnel and I won't say chaos, but the turmoil in the offensive line, how's it affected your thinking and adjustment?
Well, right now, you know, we still have, you know, the same guys have been practicing together since the spring. So what looks like chaos to you, we're kind of coming together as a group with Ryan coming back in a few weeks or whenever that's going to be. That's just going to add one more piece of the puzzle. And we're always adding depth and we're adding competition. And that's what our front office does all the time. They're always looking for players to come in and compete for spots. And I think that's what they've done.
What did you think of bringing in Ryan Wilger? What did you think?
I mean, it's a guy that has position flexibility. We're always looking to add. And if a guy can come in here and help us, whatever his role is, when it's defined, whatever that is, that's what we're looking for.
I think some people see all this as some kind of indictment on Manny. I mean, is that not the case? And that he's doing what you want him
I think
to?
You're always looking for depth in that interior positions, whether it's the guard or the center. Now we got multiple guys that can play both positions. And it's going to be basically, you know, who's going to be our starter. And right now, Manny, you know, he's been our first guy. What through the spring, we brought in Dan to help us out there. He gets injured. We're bringing in other guys to help us out in that interior flex position going on between center and guard.
How's Brock out there the last 7 days?
He's done well. You know, every day is improvement. And the hardest thing for him to get used to is, hey, the ends are coming quick, the tackles are coming quick, and we got to get, you know, rid of the ball, and that's what he's been working on. And we just got to make sure we go through our progressions quickly, and if it's not there, get down to the backs. And I think that's the hardest thing for a guy, you know, a young player to do is get off that first, second read and get to the halfback.
Is he going to get more reps in the preseason maybe than he did last year when there was kind of more guys?
We'll see how everything plays out. It's hard to predict how that goes. You know, last year, that San Francisco game, we were planning on going through, you know, into the third quarter, and then, you know, Peyton throws three touchdowns, and he's out, and the next guy was in. So, you know, every game's different. You can plan for it all you want, but you never know how many snaps you're going to get in a game.
So for a guy that, you know, hasn't had a regular season really experience, other than picking some knees, how important are those preseason snaps?
Every snap you get in a game-like atmosphere is very important. You know, that Kansas City game he got to play in, that's priceless for him. I mean, just that kind of action. And for in the preseason, it's huge for him.
That's something that can help them bridge, you know, because it's going to be hard when you know you're really not going to play, that the carrot dangling out there.
He knows that he needs to get better every day, whether it's practice, preseason, because you never know. So he has to be ready to go. He has to be ready to fill in that spot when he's called upon.
How has Ronnie Hellman looked out there for you?
He's done a good job. The last 2 days, he's been very impressive. Very minimal mistakes. I mean, you saw he busted a big one today in our call-up period. It's good to see him really develop. You know, with him last year, you know, get limited playing time, and now it's increased more. Every day is a huge improvement for him.
Also good to see you get a big hole in the
ground. Oh, that was nice. That was a great job by the offensive line on the draw scheme. It was good to see him being able to just see it and hit it.